Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend Asunder. My name is Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's trending.
Who is that from? Johnny Davis?
Fine Friday. Trend Asunder is, I believe, a Johnny Davis joint, but let's make sure. It is a Old Greg. Greg him to the Greg. Get him to the Greg.
Old Greg. You love to see it.
You do love to see it sometimes.
Sometimes.
So Paw Patrol is trending.
Yeah.
Now, I hear the show's being canceled because of the woke police.
Mm-hmm.
Woke police? is that true, Miles?
That's what I'm thinking, man. I mean, I believe it. So I'm just going to keep moving. Next.
I'm just going to Halloween Horror Nights. It's true.
No, yeah, I think it had to quickly be debunked because, you know, everyone saw things like Live PD and Cops immediately were like, nah, we don't need this anymore. And I think the logic path was like, well, I guess there is like a cop in Paw Patrol and it's like they do stuff. So maybe that'll be canceled. It's just internet nonsense.
So they really foreground the pup from Paw Patrol, who is the cop, is Chase. And they really foreground Chase. And he has kind of whack powers. Like, he just has a net that he throws on people. And I think you could just, like, push him to the background, maybe even, like, replace him, get him a better job so he's not, you know, isn't rocking a badge on his nameplate. Sky is definitely the most underutilized. My son asked who the fastest Paw Patrol is, and I was like, Sky, obviously. And then as we started talking about it, I realized Sky is super underutilized. She's the fastest. She can fly.
Right.
People need to put and some that's something you hate Sky's
see.
Name.
Yeah. You hate to see that, actually. Yeah. So
you actually you do. So shout out to Paw Patrol. Keep it on, keeping on.
And really, you know, shout out to Rubble, you know, who I think really represents like the proletariat, like true, the workers of the world.
For sure.
You know what
just,
I mean?
Just work a day, brings his lunchbox to work and gets the job done. And also a DJ, DJ Rubble, at the live Paw Patrol show that I took my four-year-old to.
You mean was, that you took your four-year-old to because you wanted to go and you didn't want to be a man in his middle age exactly. solo at the Paw Patrol concert?
I was stop talking.
You liked them. You liked them. That's Rubble. I put some respect on his name.
We should get two of these light spinners. Yeah, but they made him into a DJ, and it was like a hallucination. A lot of children's culture is just...
like a fever dream.
Yeah, very, very much like a fever dream. Yeah. They did not...
I was hanging out with a younger family member, my niece, watching YouTube videos that was just Barbie dolls with some Australian person just narrating the voice of the dolls. It was like, all right, no, Bobby, we got to go to gymnastics class. And it's like a baby Barbie and a motherfucking Ken doll. And they're like in legit sets. Like they're interior shots. They're like exterior shots. Like someone has like some kind
of. Is there a hand in frame?
No.
What?
Them shits is like, it's like you're playing toys and shit. But with like this, I was like, yo, I'm in the wrong game because I could do this shit all day. Like, give me some toys or I could get some next level
content.
I mean,
you do that shit all day.
Yeah.
You're just not taking
And, you know, I should take your advice. You've been telling me to start that Patreon for a long time, but I just don't know if it's going to connect with the world.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, like, a He-Man Barbie crossover universe is kind of, I don't know. There are some weird...
It worked in Robot Chicken, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
How come they get to do it, Jack?
Halloween Horror Nights is trending because people are... This is confusing to me. People are upset that Halloween Horror Nights has been canceled. What did they think was going to happen? Did they think that they were going to NBA bubble the Halloween Horror Nights and just like if you wanted to go, you had to go into quarantine inside the Halloween Horror Nights for 14 days?
I mean, that's the thing is when you look at the avatars of the people who are shocked look like the faces I see in videos when it's a bunch of people together not acting like there's a pandemic. Like, right. So it's a very specific crowd to me that I think is like, you know, doing a spit take, reading the news that Halloween Horror Nights has been canceled in Orlando and Universal Studios Hollywood. So, yeah, I think a lot of people are also, then there are tweets that are just angry at older people who like, y'all are really acting like you're, I'm gonna,
I'm getting very frustrated. This weekend couldn't have come at a better time for me. And I wasn't even here for one of the days this week, but the right is really, I'm having some issues dealing, just processing right now.
Yeah, well, that's, but that shows that you are a live human being who's looking at things and understanding that there's tremendous things that have to be done.
Thank you. That means a lot that you said that. What hasn't been canceled yet that like is just a formality?
Everything.
Like, what are we going to hear next? That like the... Circus is can't. I think the circus.
Macy's
canceled.
Macy's Day Parade. Thanksgiving. Yeah. Or that's done. Wasn't that the last?
Now they're gonna take the Macy's Day Parade.
Rose Bowl. They already the Rose Parade. They canceled already. They did like a couple weeks ago. Mm. The game. They said I think we'll still. They may try and figure out a way, but the parade absolutely no. Mm. Football though, they're really.
They're really trying to do football. They're really.
That's
trying
the
to
one.
Have fans at football games.
That's the one where I'm like, that's how we're gonna see how far they're willing to go. You know what I mean? Because their whole, the culture of that sport is like, yo, we don't give a fuck about these players, bro. Like, we're about these checks. So let's get it going.
Seriously. Sure. As long as the players have the right to opt out, like, what are you going to do? Just let them go to the game, I guess. Portnoy is trending, mm-hmm. as is Big Cat, I think is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a dust up at Barstool. So Dave Portnoy, is that his name? The first name? Dave,
yeah.
Is the
founder.
Head, founder, CEO, racist, sexist, misogynist, bad person at Barstool Sports. I know you would expect somebody at Barstool Sports to be.
What? I just know it as a... I'm not really interested in like sports networks like that are, you know, outside of like Sky Sports or ESPN when I'm just like looking for my normal stuff. But I know for people who love their sports content, like they fuck with Barstool Sports heavy.
Yeah. I don't fuck with Barstool Sports even lightly, but you hear the racist quotes from this dude, and then you like every time there's a, you know, controversy, I always check out, you know, as much as I can take of like an interview with him explaining the controversy from his point of view, and it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, I mean,
he's just such a bro, and in the worst way possible. So this controversy, one of their
Colin Kaepernick looks like an ISIS guy. That was that was like part of this thing that caused like a bunch of people to, or someone resigned from there. Okay, I see now.
Super, super cool. So one of their main talents, this dude Big Cat, was told to, or, you know, it was implied to him that he should stay out of politics. So he turned down an interview with presidential candidate Joseph R. Biden because he was like, that's just not what Barstool does.
Yeah,
and
no politics.
Then without consulting him or really anyone else, Portnoy did an interview with Donald Trump that was just, you know, it was one of those things. I see this with Bill Simmons sometimes when he's interviewing a celebrity, and it's just like, it's like listening to a non-famous person talk to a famous person that they really want that person to think they're cool.
Just ego stroking.
Ego stroking, also like just
making yourself smaller before them. You're like, I mean, you're
but also
God.
Like trying really hard and
cool.
Yeah. So
that's where it's at.
Bill Simmons interviews with Louis C.K., you know, just for
I guess that's the strategy is because now Trump has to try and get in front of as many audiences as possible because the just approval's in the tank. It's like, all right, somebody at the White House was like, fuck it, maybe we can ring this network in. All right, well, I can't wait for our sit down with Donald Trump next week.
I watched the highlight that they provided, the Barstool provided, and the question that was asked was, now you're probably going to say no, but like, do you ever regret it? Because your life is like so tight that it's like weird that you would choose to be like a public servant. And sure, you're the most famous person on earth now, but like, just if Trump,
he's like, why are you talking like how Don Jr. used to talk? I told him to knock that shit off. What is tight? My life is amazing.
Yeah. So anyways, that's the quality of the interview. And Big Cat, who is like one of their core company men and talent, is openly kind of in revolt about this and saying this is bullshit.
And then people are critical. They're like, but where were you with all the racist stuff? But I guess this is where the line is. So all's well that ends hell.
Hey. And then UFOs are trending all over the place. As far as I can tell, this started with a New York Times article. Basically, they found out that, you know, they released a report a few years back that was about a Pentagon department that was dedicated to unidentified flying objects. And then, although they don't call them that. And then this new report just basically says, oh, it still exists, which we kind of already knew it did. It's just tucked into the Office of Naval Intelligence. So that's basically all the new stuff. And also that department is going to start sharing information. Marco Rubio is on the committee of the intelligence committee, or the head of the intelligence committee, and is saying like, we need this information out there publicly.
We need this information out now. To only the extraterrestrial life will distract from our terrestrial problems.
Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't see, there's no real new videos. Seemed kind of like rehash, but I'm just keeping an eye on it.
I'm here for them, you know?
I'm here for the UFO videos. I'm curious what country has made this leap, if it's another country, this technological leap, or...
Hey, exactly. Let me hop in. Where'd I make a down payment for one of these vehicles?
Yeah,
I think that's the one thing is, it's just weird that, like, you know, the Navy was like, in the Pentagon, like, yeah, man, this is, we don't know what the fuck this is. And we can't really move beyond that. We're like, now I'm like, okay, so this is like that shit we were looking for. That felt like some real proof or evidence of something, some higher intelligence. Or
they're
maybe
like, nah,
someone,
well, you know.
Well, we don't know. It could be It could just be that we're the dumbest country, and you know, other countries have just been working on technology, and we just had our heads buried in the sand this whole time.
Anyways, those are four of the things that are trending here at the end of the week. We hope you guys are going to have a great weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay safe. Stay inside. Wash your hands. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll be back on Monday with a whole ass episode of our show. Talk to you then. Bye.
Mask up.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.